Welcome to The Right Path. I'm your host, Samantha Davidson. As an executive manager in the construction industry, a driven, creative entrepreneur, and a passionate author, I understand how challenging it can be to find balance. Regardless of what's been holding you back, the demands you have weighing you down, or where you are in your specific journey, I invite you to join me, and maybe we can find success together. So, if you're looking to elevate your platform while balancing your busy life and your creative passions, then I think you found the right place on the right path. Let's dive in. Hi guys, and welcome back. Happy Monday. I'm so excited to have you guys here today. Thank you guys so much for all of the support that I've had come in from yesterday's podcast. You guys are amazing, and just being able to be real with you and chat with you guys about this and just being able to lay my life out there for all of you and just be transparent is everything to me. So thank you so much for taking it all in and being amazing. I love you guys. Today, I'm going to chat a little bit about change. And change is not something that I handle well. I'm not good with change. I like to think that I am, but change takes time for me to evolve into. And sometimes that's a good thing. And sometimes it's really, really challenging. And sometimes it's really hard for the people around me to understand where I stand with things. But I want to talk about change in how you react to change, or if you are resistant to change, how you can maybe perceive it a little bit different. Years ago, back when I was still working on a ship, I was in a relationship that was very unhealthy for me. My mentor, who was also one of my shoreside managers and someone that I would consider a friend that has truly changed my life, sat down and had a conversation with me. And I'm going to share some of that with you. I'm absolutely going to brutalize everything he said to try and get the point across, because he was so much more eloquent in how he presented it, even though he felt like he was also destroying the message that had been told to him. So the lesson he was teaching me did apply to a relationship that I was in, but I've been able to apply it to every change that I have in my life, and mostly big changes, like drastic changes in my life. And it's helped me to move through the change, whatever it is, in a way that maybe I can visualize a little bit better. And the basic premise is that change hurts, and that's okay. And every time a change occurs in our lives, there's a level of something within us that has to die. And now, whether that is an idea or a thought pattern or a habit or a love, part of us has to die for something new to transition and grow. So it's going to be painful. Letting a piece of you die is not easy. But when you allow that death to happen and you allow yourself to heal and go through the pain, something beautiful can arise out of that. And that's where change and embracing change and accepting it is so important. So if you imagine a breakup, for instance, it's painful. It hurts. A part of you is dying. But I guarantee when you look back on that part of you in a year's time, maybe something new has flourished out of it. Maybe self-love has come from it. Maybe a new relationship. Or maybe just a deeper understanding of what you need and who you are has transpired from that initial death and heartbreak. If you're looking at changing careers, it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard. I know that I've cried leaving jobs because I've loved that job so much and the people that I've worked with. And it's been really hard. And a part of me did die. But it's also gotten me to where I am today. It's allowed me to gather up all the strength within me and create something new and move into something new that is beautiful and bright and positive. So every time I address change now, I look at it and I find where that hurt is. I find what bothers me the most about that change, and I embrace that pain, that hurt. I understand that whatever that hurt is, wherever it's hurting me the most, it's just a small portion of me that has to die to be reborn as something new. And being able to visualize that, being able to understand that through the death of something small, something amazing is going to grow. So maybe moving into changes that are going on in your life right now, if you can embrace that, and if you can imagine that whatever that small pain is that you feel, or maybe it's really substantial pain, maybe it's a fear, whatever that is, embrace it, grab it, and hang on to it, because it's going to help you to grow. And every change that you've gone through up until this point has brought you to this place. It has made you stronger. It has made you a better person. And it has strengthened you and provided new life lessons. It is making you stronger every single day. So embrace it and know that you are going to be stronger at the end of this, because out of ashes rises a phoenix. And you, my dear, are that phoenix. That's all I have for you guys today. And I'm really hoping that if you are going through something right now, that this helps and that you understand the strength and the power that lies within you to be able to overcome any situation, to have the strength to move on, and to have the power and knowledge that you will rise above. I'm going to talk to you guys all again tomorrow. I hope you have a wonderful day. Take care. Thank you so much for joining me today. If you liked what you heard, please subscribe on your way out. If you loved what you heard, please consider leaving me a review on iTunes and SoundCloud. All reviews will be featured in upcoming episodes. You can also find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. All those links are always going to be in the show notes below. I look forward to talking with you all again very soon. And until then, be mindful, be grateful, and be inspired.